We continue our learning Le'ilin. Ishmael Stavi ben Achamunus and Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Shkolim. Perek. Hey, Mishnah. Hey. Misha Avad Mimenu Chosamo. Have a case where a person lost his token. Before he got his wine, his oil, his flour, he lost that token. But he paid for it. So he came to Yochanan and said, listen, I lost my token. So Mamtinin Lo Ad Ha'erev. We wait. We tell him, listen, wait until the evening. When Yochanan and Achia get together, they're going to make the cheshbon, so it's possible that it will show up. Imatzu Lo Kidei Chosamo. Meaning, if Yochanan realizes that he has extra money, which is equivalent to that chosam that person claims that he lost. So Nostim Lo. So then Yochanan will give him Nisachim or Mos for that token that he claims that he lost. Must be that was lost money. Those were the lost Nisachim for that token. Vimlav. But if not, because if he doesn't have a token, he can't buy anything. So we give him what he needs. Vimlav. But let's say Yochanan didn't have an extra money on the Chosamos that Achia had. Lo ha-yolo, he wouldn't have anything. Meaning this person who claims he lost his Chosam doesn't get Nisachim, doesn't get Mos, nothing you can do about it. And then the Mishnah concludes, Vishem Hayom Kasav Alehen. They would write on each token, they would write, not only they would have the Gedi, the Egel, etc., but they would write the day or the date that it was sold. Mipnei Haramayin, to avoid people who are going to be deceptive. What are we afraid of? Well, how are people going to trick? So there's several explanations to this. One is, maybe the Chosam will be lost by the administrator. Or maybe it's going to be lost by one of the people who purchased it, and another random person is going to buy it. And after a day or two, he'll come and come to Achia with that token, and it's all already a few days old, belonged to someone else, and he'll purchase the Sachem with that. But on the day that it was found, he knows he's not going to use it to buy anything, because he knows that the one who lost it may is looking around for it, and he'll be caught. Others say Mibnei Ramon means maybe someone who bought the token, he really paid for it, but he's going to hold on to it until the point where the Nisachim go up in price, and this way he'll be able to get more expensive Nisachim for this particular token. Maybe he'll get more for that particular token. And some say, Mneha Ramoim. Ramoim, what does that mean? That people shouldn't say, well, I lost my chosam. And then so say, oh, we feel terrible, you lost your chosam. You know what? When Yochanan and Achia meet, maybe we'll have extra money and we'll know it'll be for you. So really, that extra money is not because of this person. But a person may become maybe decide to be a Ramai because there may be some extra money for some other mistake, and they'll think that it was this person who lost it, then the money is his, and that's the Ramos we're afraid of. Perakei Mishnah Vav, Shtei Lishachos, Hayuba Mikdash, there were two chambers in the Mikdash. Achas was called, one was called Lishkas Chashoim, the Lishka, the chamber of those who are do things secretly or discreetly. Va'achas Lishkas HaKelim. And one was a chamber for Kelim. What was the purpose of these? Lishkas Chashoim Yirechet Nostim Lesocha Bachashai. Lishka Chashoim, that's what is called the discreet chamber. People who want to give money to tzedakah, people who are Yirei Shamayim and want to give it privately, this way no one will know, they would put it in that chamber. Va'aniyim b'nei tovim misparnasim mitocha b'chashai. And the aniyim would come in, they wouldn't be embarrassed, and the aniyim would come, and they would be able to be misparnas. They would come, and we say b'nei tovim means the sons, children of good families, would support themselves from those, and they would come discreetly as well. What was Lishkas HaKelim? Says the Mishnah, Lishkas HaKelim, kol misha hu miznadev kli, anyone who wanted to donate a kli to the Beis HaMikdash, zarko l'socha, they would throw it into that lishka, into that chamber. V'achas l'shoshim yom, and once every 30 days, gizborin poschenosa, the treasurers would open up that lishka, the Lishkas HaKelim, v'chol kli shematzu v'otzorech lebedek habayis, manichen oso, any kli that they realized they could use for bedek habayis, for the temple upkeep purposes, so they would leave it there. But v'hashar, the ones that they said that they wouldn't need for bedek habayis at all, nimkarin b'dmei, v'hashar nimkarin b'dmeihen, v'noflim lishkas bedek habayis. What would they do? They would sell it, and the money they would use would be for all other types of bedek habayis, maybe not just for the purposes of using kelim. If you have something that potentially could be used as a kli, so that would be one thing. But if not, then they would sell it, and this way they would just have the money, and they would use the money eventually for whatever the Beis HaMikdash would need.